This is Night Watch, a podcast production of The Famished Patriot, delivering stories, insights, and perspective on the Christian life and American history and culture, all rooted in the Judeo-Christian worldview. I'm telling the story of how liberty was unleashed by the increasing availability of the Holy Scriptures during the many decades of the Protestant Reformation. And in reality, this is more of the promised backstory to the Pilgrim and Puritan story of the 16th and 17th centuries. But before we explore the Reformation any further, I want to quickly look at a couple of well-known early Christian thinkers. St. Augustine, author of the classic work City of God, wrote that an unjust law is a contradiction in terms, that a civil government which has no regard for justice is no better than a band of robbers. Here's what he had to say. Quote, "Justice being taken away then, what are kingdoms but great robberies? For what are robberies themselves but little kingdoms?" End quote. 900 years later, St. Thomas Aquinas wrote that crooked laws are no laws at all because they violate the laws of a just and moral God. Now, these were great men with great minds and great thoughts. But how could these ideas ever get into the minds of the everyday person if there were no books and few could read? So here's what happened, and I can't take the time here to fully develop this story, but it's a powerful one, and it takes place in England and Scotland and Wales. In a very quick nutshell, the Romans brought Christianity to the British Isles in the first century. The gospel spread and a strong Celtic church was established. In the fourth century, when the Angle and the Saxon barbarians invaded Britain, Christianity waned. But in 597, Pope Gregory sent Augustine, a different one, to Britain, and the Angles and the Saxons began to be converted. In time, they grew fat and happy, and their Christian fire burned low. By the end of the 8th century, the Vikings began to invade Britain. Many believed it was God's judgment. But God raised up a king, Alfred the Great, who not only defeated the Vikings, but persuaded their leader to become a Christian. Several hundred years later, in 1215, the Magna Carta was brokered, an agreement between English barons and the petulant and cruel King John. The upshot of this agreement, again in a nutshell, was the rule of law, the idea that the law is above the king. In 1268, a royal judge named Henry de Bracton ruled that the state is under God and the law because, quote, "the law makes the king, for there is no king where will rules rather than the law," end quote. What we're seeing here is the planting of Christianity in a land and the slow, centuries-long progress of biblical ideas making their way into the hearts and minds of men and women, and eventually all the way into the civil sphere. Despite many setbacks over many decades and even centuries, the Word of God prevailed. A century and a half following the Magna Carta, God raised up John Wycliffe. I talked about him in my last podcast. Another century and a half later, 6 different versions of the Bible in the English language are published within a 25-year span. The Word of God is being unleashed, and people are beginning to get their hands on it. Rose Wiener, in her introduction to the 1879 work by Charles Coffin titled The Story of Liberty, writes this, quote, "As the Bible was preached to the masses and translated into the language of the people, the Reformation arose, awakening men's consciences and intellects and stimulating science, literature, and invention. A free church, free education, free association, the right to speak and write, these are the consequences of the liberty of conscience proclaimed by the Reformers. The Bible in the hands of the individual became the root of America's Christian form of civil government, a Christian republic. The Bible was first the means of transforming the life of the individual, and later the means of transforming not only church government, but civil government as well." End quote. This is some further backstory to the Pilgrim and Puritan story. The story continues in my next podcast. You have been listening to The Famished Patriot on Night Watch.